I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zayda Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks.
Hey, everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley. I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C. Romoran, Chino Liao, and Rowan ASH coming off a very pink weekend, which Ro was lucky enough to be a part of. The three of us were not there for various reasons, but you know, we were there in spirit. And we're coming to you now with an audio-only episode, Back to Work. And this audio-only episode comes from our TikTok mailbag. And if you're new to these audio-only episodes, we basically try to pick a question or two that we like from your TikTok submissions. So go ahead and hit us up at Wrestling2XPod on TikTok if you want to get those questions in. And if we like your question enough, we could just make an audio-only episode out of it. So, Rowan, what is our audio-only question that we're going to tackle for this week?
All right. So a few months back, may nagtanong sa atin on TikTok, what is my favorite era? Pero when I answered that video, the video was taken down because I used copyrighted music. So hindi na siya ma-view kahit kailan. So this is our perfect opportunity to answer that question. And lalo na lahat tayo mapapakinggan. And the question is, what is our favorite era?
I don't know why, but every time I see this question get thrown our way, I think yung default sagot natin will be the era we remember most fondly, which is usually the era that got us into wrestling. And I think this is really what this podcast, what this conversation is going to boil down to. And if you're a longtime listener of the pod, you kind of already have a guess what Chino's answer will be, what Ro's answer will be, what my answer will be. So just to shake things up, keep it different, let's start with you, Rowan, since ikaw rin naman yung pumili ng tanong. Sige, let's start with your favorite era in your wrestling fandom.
All right. So, yung sinagot ko on TikTok, I said the PG era, which is from 2008 to 2014. Pero yung pinaka-favorite moment, like yung part ng PG era talaga na pinili ko is 2010 hanggang 2011. I am aware that some people will get mad and would disagree with my pick because wala lang, they have another era that is their favorite. Like some of them would answer Attitude Era, Ruthless Aggression Era. Pero ito, it really means a lot to me because this is my first year as a wrestling fan. And marami akong friends na nanonood din ng wrestling. And then doon na nag-umpisa yung bonding namin. We would always talk about it 24/7. And another thing is that I get to witness the debut of The Nexus, the CM Punk and versus Rey Mysterio rivalry was really enjoyable, as well as the Batista versus John Cena. Na-enjoy ko rin yung nanalo si Bret Hart ng United States Championship, the Anonymous Raw General Manager, and of course...
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. The only person ever say they like...
To say they
like... here's another controversial take. I like the NXT game show.
I like that too. I had a soft spot for it.
Not so as hot as the Anonymous General Manager.
Yeah, the Anonymous General Manager.
That's a pretty spicy thing.
The Anonymous GM, because people thought it was going somewhere at first, and then, you know, it didn't.
And then it was Mike Adam Lee.
No, it was Michael Cole.
Oh, no, it was Hornswoggle.
It was supposed to be Michael Cole because he was the one reading from it. And then people just thought, nah. Okay, since he's the one reading from it and he's a designated reader sa church, sa simbahan, siya yung ano, siya talaga yung nagsasend ng messages sa kanya.
Saka heel si Michael Cole nun, di ba? Remember, he was the heel announcer na play-by-play. So sige, Rowan, can you explain this for us? Because I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around your love for the Anonymous GM storyline.
Well, I think it's really revolutionary kasi that was like 2010 and nauuso na rin yung social media. And yung email, matagal na rin naman yun eh. Pero they used it in wrestling, which is hindi siya bagay talaga if you look into it. Pero parang it can work. I mean, siguro they can still apply it to today. Although parang ginagamit on Twitter and other social medias.
So you like the idea of the Apple ringtone, that chime thing being played at the arena? You enjoyed it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's very odd. But no, it's okay. You have more about that Anonymous GM storyline in particular? Because it's a generally disliked storyline among wrestling fans.
Hindi naman sa GM. We can move on from the GM. Pero I'm just going to add from the PG era na there are some disadvantages for being a PG era fan, especially na ako, sa akin. Like, I missed guys like Batista and Shawn Michaels. Like, nakita ko lang like three of their matches and then they're gone. And then guys like MVP, Carlito, Shelton Benjamin, Kit Finley, and others. Like, nawala na sila. They got released. And then guys like Undertaker, Triple H, they have a part-time schedule that they're following. And then nawala na rin yung gore and violence. Like, wala nang blood.
Yeah. You mentioned that people might not like the PG era because they might have another era in mind. But literally, that's why people didn't like it, because of what you just said. And nawala yung gratuitous violence and blood and some of the sex. So that's why people didn't like it, because they felt that everything became watered down. So it is kind of surprising. But I also understand that ito yung kinagisnan mo eh. So you never forget your first year in wrestling. And it's a good thing, because people, like kids who grew up years from now, will also think of this era's current bad programming as their favorite.
Yung pandemic era, di ba? We were talking about this a while back. When we were talking about the Center Mania that just happened, people might actually be watching that, and that might be their first WrestleMania. And to us, bang hit, but to them, pretty good, diba? So parang hindi din natin maikakaila dun sa mga tulad ni Rowan that entered the fandom at this point.
Yeah. It's very strange to think now that there will be kids whose exposure to wrestling kicked off during the Thunderdome era. Now, they look back on the Thunderdome era with a lot of fondness, the same way that we look back fondly on our favorite eras. What were the types of conversations, Rowan, that you and your friends would have about the PG era? Kasi yun nga, a lot of the older fans, medyo na turn off sila from wrestling at the time because they did feel like it was not the wrestling that they'd grown up with. So what type of chats or messages would you send one another?
Oh yeah, being young and stupid, like wala pa kaming alam like insider terms, like wala kaming alam doon. 'Di ba yung term is mark? Like we always believe kung ano yung nangyayari sa screen namin.
That's fine, that's normal.
We are convinced na magkaaway talaga sila. Eventually when we grew up, parang nalalaman namin, they're actually humans din.
You got worked, son.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Got worked.
I think if you would rewatch the 2010 to 2011, may enjoy mo talaga siya, because there's gonna be guys like Bret Hart na he made pink cool. Kaya naging favorite ko rin yung color pink.
All right. Like I said earlier, I don't hate that era because that was the era that drew me back into wrestling. That was when Daniel Bryan first entered WWE, and that was the end of my blind spot in my fandom, which is why I don't hate the PG era as much as most people, but there are some things that, you know, generally are disliked that I would kind of have to agree with. So yeah, Chino, you want to talk about your favorite era?
Yes, surprise, surprise. My favorite era is the Attitude era. I'm going to do my best Stefan from SNL impression here. The Attitude Era had everything. Right? It had familial wars, husband versus wife, father versus daughter, brother versus sister. It had Stone Cold versus everybody. Okay, it had Kurt Angle bathing in milk. It had sex scandals. It had demon weddings. It had evil corporations. It had vampires bathing in blood. As in, it was such a trashy TV wrestling era that just captivated me to start watching wrestling on a more regular basis. If we're going to pinpoint a particular point in history here, I would pick the entire run of the Monday Night Wars, which is from 95 to about 2000 when they bought WCW. Diba? So around that time, everything that they tried to do, they just did. And they were trying to look for things that stuck to the wall. That's how Vince Russo puts it. Diba? He was just watching trashy TV, trying to figure out what could work inside the squared circle. And then they just did it with reckless abandon. And to me, as a preteen, na nagre-rebelde, nagalit sa mundo, that was just something that was worth watching for me. I love the sex. I love the violence. I especially love the storylines that happened there. So that to me is why I will always and forever hold the Attitude Era in high regard.
I have a question for you, Chino, as someone who really loves the Attitude Era. A lot of people who came into the fandom during that time and who have subsequently left the fandom love to dunk on later eras in wrestling, like the current era in wrestling, and they'll say na, oh, it's much too soft. Oh, di siya tulad ng Attitude Era. Di na siya astig. So in your case, Chino, what has kept you around?
I learned to love wrestling for more than what the Attitude Era presented it to be. I learned to look beyond the pride panty matches and appreciate women's wrestling for what it is. I learned to look beyond the ridiculous stipulations of the hardcore matches and understand what deathmatch wrestling really is. So kumbaga, the entry point that I had for wrestling was the Attitude Era, but it was just a gateway drug for me. From then on, nagbunga na yung love ko for wrestling because I just dove deeper into the fandom.
That's a good point kasi when you talk to people, especially those who outgrew WWE and wrestling, and then they fondly remember the Attitude Era, what they're really remembering is how PG-13 or PG-14, TV-14, everything was. And they also fondly remember the people who might not be part of the WWE roster anymore. So it's a good, really good thing that somebody like Chino was able to learn to love the wrestling itself, right? And not, you know, and not base his entire fandom on his childhood.
Yeah, I get it. Hindi lang naman wrestling, but even basketball. Like, there are people na nakakausap ko, kunwari, they love the NBA, for example, when Shaq and Kobe were dominating on the Lakers. Now that they're no longer there, they no longer care about the NBA or the Lakers. So I guess that also goes with a lot of those Attitude Era fans who have grown out of wrestling. And di na nila kilala tong current era. You mentioned names like Becky Lynch or Seth Rollins or Roman Reigns. Di na nila kilala yung mga yun. And that's probably one of the reasons why hindi na rin sila into wrestling in itself, as opposed to you, Chino, where updated ka pa rin, so may level of investment ka pa rin in every generation of superstar that has come thereafter.
Yeah, I mean, I can totally understand the people who dropped off the wrestling radar completely. Madami akong nakikitang friends who still say, "Hey, nandiyan ka pa rin ba yan? Nandiyan pa ba si ganito? Nandiyan pa ba si ganyan?" Totally understand that because we grow out of things. It's normal for all of us. But for me, I learned to use this as the start of my rabbit hole into this wrestling journey. Okay? Kasi parang if I obsess over something long enough, I'll really just want to learn more about it. And that's what led me to learning about the rest of wrestling history. I feel like if people listen to what I'm saying, they might say that I'm a homer for the Attitude Era. And I am, that's true. But they might also not understand the humor or the crassness that the Attitude Era brought. I mean, yes, it was a little chauvinistic, a little sexist. Yes, it was a little racial, diba? A little elitist in a way.
Yeah, but
it was
a product. Incorrect.
Yes, exactly. It's very much a product of its time. Eh, diba? Like, as a practitioner of comedy, I understand that comedy itself evolves, and comedy, like wrestling, is very similar in that it evolves for continuously. Diba? It doesn't just stay in the same place all throughout. So for me, I can understand that in the 90s, it was funny to make fun of one's gender. Diba? Funny to make fun of illicit affairs or political incorrectness, as the people might say. But that was a product of its time. And kung gagawin mo ngayon yun, kasi syempre ibang usapan na yan, di ba? But for the time that it happened, and to remember it nostalgically, I am still just a fan of the Attitude Era.
So ang sinasabi ni Chino, may character development din daw siya.
Yes. Sorry, I was gonna say na hindi mo na rin pwede gawin yung, like on this day and age, yung choppy-choppy or pee-pee.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, wala na. Di ba? Di pa sunama si Val Dinas, who was a key point in the Attitude Era.
Yeah, definitely. Well, talking about Val Venus these days isn't exactly going to win you some brownie points with the internet either. All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back with your favorite eras namin ni Ro. But first, let's let you know how you can support the Wrestling Podcast by being a part of our patron community.
All right, guys. So again, if you're hearing this as soon as it drops, then you will know that we are having a watch party for WrestleMania, both nights of WrestleMania. That is on April 3 and 4 Manila time. So that's Sunday and Monday morning. And all you got to do to be a part of this watch party is to sign up for our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. For as low as 250 pesos a month, you get access to our Discord community where we talk about wrestling and hold the watch parties. You get access to our exclusive review content where we talk about the weekly shows and pay-per-views. You also get access to merch where we give you merch either from our own line, which is coming soon, hopefully, or pasabais from our purchases online from online wrestling stores. So again, all that good stuff for as low as 250 pesos a month. You get perks while supporting us as well. patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast.
You can also support the show through your online shopping over on Lazada.
Yep. There's always a deal happening on Lazada. So if you are getting anything that you want and need, kasi hashtag nasa Lazada yan, all you got to do to support the podcast in the process is use our affiliate link, podlink.co/IAM, podlink.co/letters IAM. Type that in your mobile browser, add the cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost.
And now a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's talk about our favorite eras in wrestling, specifically kami ni Ro, since Chino and Rowan gave theirs earlier. Ro, let's go to you because pareho naman tayo, I think, ng favorite era in wrestling since we came into the fandom right around the same time.
Territories? Oh my God.
Unfortunately, we're not as old as you, Chino.
Well, wow. Syempre, if you've been following the podcast or our TikTok for, you know, any considerable amount of time, then you would know that we cape for the Ruthless Aggression era, which is 2002 to around 2006 or 07, depending on who you listen to. And this was just the era in which we, like Rowan, this is where we seriously started watching wrestling. So it's not quite the Attitude Era, but it still had the raciness and the violence, the gore, some of the gore, and some of the political incorrectness of the Attitude Era, except that they also focused a lot on the in-ring action. So Attitude Era plus good in-ring action, which is what we really grew up with, you know. And it doesn't hurt that we have our idols like John Cena, Eddie Guerrero, Batista, who rose up in that particular era. and really carried it. So a lot of people remember that fondly. A lot of people our age, whether it's in real age or fandom age, will remember the Ruthless Aggression era. And it's, and for Rowan, I think he should really catch up with some of that, some of the good stuff that came out from that time.
Yeah, we're not going to say it's perfect, but there's a deep personal connection there, especially since Camino Row, we're huge fans of Eddie Guerrero, right? And his death was really a watershed moment, not just for fans of that time, but for the industry at large. You know, Eddie still gets revered so much to this point, right? But even as a fan getting exposed to wrestling during this time, ito yung time na you go through Green Hills, do sa mga tiyangge-tiyangge, makikita mo yung mga t-shirts that you would see on the wrestlers or on the fans on TV during that era. And there was no other era from wrestling na naalala ko na I could just readily buy a t-shirt sa Green Hills that I could see on TV other than the Ruthless Aggression era.
I mean, to be fair, nung Attitude era or the tail end of the Attitude era, nakabili na din ako ng wrestling shirts because I remember putting on a bootleg Stone Cold shirt.
Yeah.
Tapos, sinisip ko legit yun, tas hindi pala.
Naganap talaga yung bootleg shirt industry dito sa Pilipinas. Like, I didn't even have to go to Green Hills. So, I found some bootleg wrestling shirts doon sa nearest SM ko. Like, they had a store with games and other geeky stuff. And then, for some reason, they carried bootleg wrestling shirts, which is really cool. Na, like Chino said, hindi mo rin ma... the distinguished na hindi siya totoo.
I will say that the Ruthless Aggression era, if anything, pinalaganap niya yung geek culture dito sa Pilipinas, eh, diba? It incorporated wrestling so much better than during the Attitude era. Kasi nung Attitude era, medyo racy pa siya eh. So, parang medyo, diba, it always came with a PG warning in the beginning of the shows, diba? So, with this one, I would say na parang mas acceptable pagbata ka, tapos nanunod ka ng wrestling during that time?
Yeah, in a way kasi they already watered down the product no Ruthless Aggression era compared to the Attitude era, diba? Like, it was not as wild as it was in the Crash TV days of Vince Russo. So, I guess you could say nga na it became a little bit more acceptable, but I do remember part of the fun was me and my sister avoiding our mom and making sure na hindi niya kami mahuhuli watching wrestling on Jack TV, specifically SmackDown on a Friday night. Like, naka-ready yung remote namin dun sa return button so that if my mom were to pass by, I would click the return button, it would jump to AXN or some other channel just so hindi niya kami mahuhuli in the act of watching wrestling. Like, that experience was something na naalala ko pa very vividly from that era, or the fact na the wrestling we watched on TV was 3 weeks delayed from what was going on in the real world, and we would have to go on the internet and look up what was actually happening right now.
Another thing, now remember I said that when people outgrow wrestling, they look fondly back on the Attitude Era. Our age, people who also outgrew wrestling will also look fondly back on the Ruthless Aggression Era. So they'll remember John Cena, Eddie Guerrero, Batista, and they'll ask, whatever happened to those guys, right? And they'll be sad kasi wala na sila, or you know, they moved on from wrestling. Like John Cena.
Gusto ko malaman kung sino yung nagtanong ng whatever happened to Chris Benoit.
Si Nikay, babyface producer. No, but that's a great point. The funny thing is, compared to the Attitude Era, you'll still see that the Ruthless Aggression stars, at least a lot of the big names, are still relevant in the industry. Like if someone asks, oh, whatever happened to Edge? He's going to be wrestling AJ Styles at WrestleMania. Whatever happened to John Cena? Oh, he's a big movie star. Batista, big movie star. Randy Orton, still there. Brock Lesnar, still there. You can rattle off all those names. Unlike the Attitude Era.
So Ruthless Aggression Era, nag-a-apply yung term na if you watch wrestling 10 years later and you tune in again, or maybe even more, 20 years later, you'll still see some of the same faces. So parang hindi ka din mawawala eh. Because like you said, you had Orton, di ba? You still have Edge on there, di ba? So parang hindi din siya out of place to somebody who's returning to wrestling.
Yeah, but they'll still be all like, who are these guys? Like, oh, look at all these guys that I don't know. And they'll be like, oh, it was much better back then. Well, mostly because you don't know who these new kids are nowadays, diba? So that's, I've always found that weird. Na i-judge mo yung experience mo with the current product based on the people you don't know.
Actually, yeah, I agree with that. I've always hated hearing na di ko na kilala yung mga yun, di na okay yung wrestling. I'm like, have you given it a shot?
Siyempre, di mo kilala. Siyempre, di mo kilala kasi di mo pinapanood. Diba? So, it's super weird to hear that, you know?
It's ridiculous. Yeah, a former boss of mine actually came into the pantry and saw I was talking about wrestling. And sabi niya, oh, di ba fake shit yan? Di ko gusto yan eh, kasi ito na yung mga wrestling ngayon. And I'm like, come on, man. You haven't even given the current product a shot. Cut to 2016, the motherfucker was at the WWE live event at Moe Arena.
Tsaka, no. The other funny thing is that people would ask me, especially on TikTok, what happened to the Pinoy wrestling guys, like sina Joe Pogi, everyone else there. And I'm like, they're fucking old because they came out in the fucking 80s. So
mas malapit yun sa territories kaysa
exactly.
Dun sa
so, bakit yung in-expect happened? Na doon pa rin yung mga Smoky Mountain Brothers? Na, for sure, sobrang gurang na ngayon.
I like how we jumped back 40 years.
No, kasi naalala ko lang when some people really do ask where those guys are now and if they're still wrestling, which is super weird because they somehow expect all of these 80s guys to still be in young wrestling shape now.
Yeah, hindi lang sa TikTok actually. Even, you know, when Ro and I were part of PWR, we would get these questions from people asking what happened to the Pinoy wrestling people and would they be part of the PWR shows? Which, funnily enough, there was actually an alumnus of the Pinoy wrestling era who used to go to these shows regularly. It's funny how we went on a tangent and went into Pinoy wrestling and, you know, like what people ultimately remember. I guess to bring it back to the question that we started it on, itong conversation ito ultimately goes back to ano yung era that drew you into wrestling? Kasi I think yun yung hook eh. And if you stay in the fandom after that, it's because you found something else beyond that thing that hooked you in. Like, I think for all of us, we were all generally hooked in by the in-ring action or the meta-narrative or how fascinated we were with the goings-on behind the scenes or some combination of the three.
I was always hooked by the showmanship and the production quality of these things. It was just the entrances, the Undertaker's entrance where the lights go out and just be usok bigla, HBK doing that sexy pose. Singing with in his mirrored pants, diba? Just the level of production that they put in into a 5-minute introduction just adds so much value to the in-ring work that they do. And then when you watch the wrestling, you believe the character that these guys portray, and then you're invested in the whole thing. And that's how I feel about wrestling to this very day. If I invested in the character, it's because I love how he's presented.
So since we talked about yung favorite eras natin in wrestling, I think it's also fair that we talk about our least favorite eras in wrestling because everybody's got something to complain about anything, diba? So let's start with you, Rowan ASH. What is your least favorite era in wrestling since you have the least amount of material to work with?
All right, so the least favorite era in the WWE for me would be the reality era in 2014 to 2016. So in this era, parang broken na yung kayfabe dito. So this is the time na everyone got exposed in social media. They're pretty much tweeting, Instagramming. They're doing stuff online and dito mo malalaman na, mag-best friend pala si ganito. Hindi pala talaga sila magkaaway. Which is the part na na-ruin yung storyline nila Rusev and Dolph Ziggler, diba? Tapos malalaman natin na engaged na in real life si Rusev and Lana. And we saw like reality TV series that I used to find cringy. Pero ngayon parang it's something to appreciate. And I feel like the CM Punk's departure made me feel like napipilitan na lang ako manood ng wrestling at this point. Like, it's not really enjoyable. Parang, it's dragging, really. And I remember the matches weekly, like Raw and SmackDown. Lagi nilang main event is like a 6-man tag that would involve The Authority versus Roman Reigns.
Yeah, right.
And then it would always end in a double count out o kaya no contest o kaya disqualification. Parang nakakasawa. So like, why did I even bother watching this? It's gonna be the same ending. It's rinse and repeat. And lastly, what I hated in this era was in 2015 is that ang daming wrestlers na injured. Like, sunod-sunod sila every week. The casualties involved like main eventers John Cena, Daniel Bryan, and some mid-carders. And then, lahat sila nasa bangko lang, which gave the product like a hard time kasi wala na yung mga prominent features. However, naka-recover sila ng konti when they were using guys like Neville, Kalisto, and some other NXT call-ups. So, that's fine. And I think yung pinaka-refresher talaga nila para makabawi is yung nagkaroon ng brand split, which is the new era. I remember this kasi naging favorite era ko rin yung 2016 because of the brand split.
I remember
watching SmackDown every single week kasi it really felt different.
Yeah.
Parang it's better than the PG era, if you ask me. Ganong kaganda yung SmackDown noon until 2017. Like, I think it ended yung ganda niya from when Jinder became the champion.
Okay. I will agree that yung SmackDown from 16 to 17, like right after the brand split, I love that time. Really great A time. Kind of weird lang that you lumped in the Rusev, Lana, Ziggler thing into that reality era because that came way afterward. That was like recent lang. 2019?
That wasn't that, di ba parang?
Recent lang yun. Right before Rusev got released from WWE. Right?
Remember the rivalry?
I think you're referring to Summer Rae.
Yeah. Yung Rusev, Summer Rae, tapos Lana was involved. Nasira yung rivalry na yon kasi it was found out na engaged na si Rusev and Lana in real life.
Okay. Yeah, that's still post like 2016.
Yeah, it's post brand split, so that's way after the real. I get what you're saying, that the whole breaking kayfabe, which was actually broken a long time ago, contributed to these things, you know, falling apart because social media, you know, unravels everything. Which is, yeah, that's totally fine as a fan. That's a totally legit grab, I would say.
As we keep going around the room, Ikaw, Chino, what's your least favorite era in wrestling?
Now, this might be a little premature for those of you who are listening and for my fellow co-host here, but I will say that my least favorite era in the history of wrestling has to be the Thunderdome era.
That's fine.
While we got a few good things out of it, we have to understand that wrestling, especially the WWE, was operating under a global pandemic. Height pa lang nung pandemic meron ng wrestling, di ba? Or height ng pandemic meron pang wrestling is a better way to say it. And so with that, you had people losing their jobs, di ba? Going elsewhere. Yes, may mga magagandang bagay na nangyari like AEW and all that. But then everything was just so drastically changed that I'll be honest, I dropped off the fandom for a bit, which is weird to say because you could hear me talking about wrestling if you listen to those episodes, di ba? Kaya medyo lutang yung ibang sinabi ko if you listen back to the Thunderdome episodes from 1 to 2 years ago. So it was hard to stay tuned to wrestling when you know that the world was burning. And to see a product that was subpar and to see people just spread so thinly had me feeling like it wasn't the best product to put forward. And sana nagpahinga na lang sila to take a breather and retool things for the betterment of everybody involved. Pero wala eh. That's what we got. And now we've since moved forward from it. Mm-hmm. I think.
Okay. Ikaw, Ro.
Just to that point, I want to say that I totally get Chino's point, but for a lot of people then, they wanted something to entertain them during the pandemic, right? So I guess that's why they continued. And I agree, though, that they should have taken a break, especially noong kasagsagan ng pandemic in 2020. So it's a good, I actually thought that the Thunderdome was way better than the Performance Center era because at least yung fake sounds helped create this atmosphere. I don't know if you separated the Performance Center and the Thunderdome or you're lumping it together.
No, I'm lumping it all in.
So, ako kasi, I hated the Performance Center era because that was super eerie and it was just weird. I mean,
I appreciate the Thunderdome for what it was. Yeah. Right? And like, NXT Black and Gold was great, especially during that time. But everything else was kind of hard for me to stomach watching wrestling and realizing, hindi ito yung best product. And especially with my background, but I have a background in film. And when I see fakes and hear fake sound, thank you to mutong badin sa nangyayari. I was already tuning out at that point. Parang, ang hirap, it's hard for me to stay locked in.
Yeah. Again, totally fine. But that actually wasn't my answer. Pero now that I think about it, it is a pretty good forerunner, yung Performance Center era. But my real answer to this question is actually the golden era. Kasi I didn't grow up in it. I was not even a thing when WrestleMania started, when Hulk Hogan was the biggest thing on earth. So I can look back on it without rose-colored glasses and say that a lot of the wrestling on the golden era was super shit. I don't say that to knock the wrestlers themselves, because this was mostly something that Vince wanted. Like, this was the style that he insisted upon. And I know that a lot of those guys could work better matches. Like, I know Hulk Hogan could do a lot more than the whole Hulk up, leg drop routine. Yeah, diba. So
he wrestled in Japan.
Yeah, exactly. That exactly. Same and, time, and he proved that he can actually go. It's just that when he had to go to the WWF, it's just he didn't need to do all of that stuff. I say he got over on his mad charisma, right? And fans absolutely went crazy for the littlest things. And I'm thinking, like, when you hold this up to the wrestling that we have, even like 10 years after, like in the middle of the 90s, especially now, in the 2000s, 2010s, 2020s, a lot of that stuff is just really bad. And I don't understand how people liked all of that stuff that they saw. Like, yung mga minimalist punch, kick, whatever, headlock for a long time kind of wrestling that Vince liked to put on. So I never understood that, even though I don't want to knock it. I don't want to knock what that fans like. I just don't understand it. And I felt like they got away with doing so little. And I mean, that's just not fair.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, gets ko naman yung sinasabi ni Ro. But then at the same time, you have to understand that it's also a product of its time. Diba? These guys were just, hindi naman sila indie journeymen. Eh, diba? They were muscle men, in a sense.
I mean, diba? Some of them came from the territories, which is the equivalent of going through the indies at that time.
Yes, to be fair, yes. Okay, fair. Pero hindi naman sila, like, wala pang naisip gumawa ng Canadian Destroyer. Nun, eh. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they did like five topes back then, diba? Unless you go to Mexico or some shit. Hindi siya, it's still not the it's not the athletic spectacle that we've come to know it now. So, pero pag i-compare mo yun from back then, malayo talaga yung comparison. It's like saying who's the better athlete, Kobe or Jerry West, diba? Kasi hindi mo pwedeng gawin yun kasi ang layo ng eras nila eh. Nauna talaga si Jerry West eh. So, it's really a difference of opinion, I guess. And yes, I can respect your opinion, as the people say nowadays. But at the same time, it's a product of its time.
Yeah.
So I can't really dunk on it.
As a wrestler, I say, it's just like, people always tell you that less is more, less is more. But these guys did so little. And if you put that in front of a crowd today, they would shit on it so bad. You know? Kahit dito sa Pilipinas, you know, they would just be like, where's the action? Where are the spots? Where's the back and forth dynamic wrestling that we love to see now?
As I was saying, I agree with Ro nung sinabi niya kanina that the wrestling during the golden era was shit. Kasi nga, I remember watching Vintage Collection dati, and even recently when the WWE on YouTube posted yung WrestleMania match ni Hulk Hogan taking on Ultimate Warrior, sobrang bagal, Jesus. And yung attention span ko nawawala. Like, so sa sobrang bagal. Like, I never felt invested in those matches. And parang it would just make me change the channel.
To be fair, that's why people really, really loved Randy Savage versus Ricky Steamboat. Kasi that, at the time, when you put that up next to Hogan Andre or Hogan Ultimate Warrior or whatever, that was like a sports entertainment masterpiece.
Yeah, yeah. I remember watching Savage Steamboat for the very first time, thinking, oh, hey, it's not plotting. Like, you know, a lot of the 80s stuff. Getting to my least favorite era, I thought it was also the golden era, pero hindi. Like, I think if there was an era I had to single out na parang hindi ko lang talaga maintindihan, it would probably be that stretch in the early 90s, right before the new generation era, where wrestlers mostly had jobs. Like, you had the IRS and you had see Duke Droser ba yun? Yung the Duke the Dumpster.
Duke the Dumpster, Drewis.
Yun.
But this is the new generation. It's called the new generation.
Okay, so it is the new generation. Yeah, like where everybody had a job. I always found it weird. Now, for some reason, wrestling became this place where people could come from their everyday jobs and then fight. parang, like now, di ba, we think about it as this industry, this business, like wrestling is your job. Pero dati, like you could come in and be an accountant and then you're also a wrestler. Like hindi ko na siya talaga maintindihan. I think nag-crystallize sa akin when I was watching some older Royal Rumbles from the early 90s and I was like, it's just not for me. And ganun din, without the benefit of the rose-colored glasses kasi hindi ko naman naabutan yun eh. Parang it was easier for me to criticize it and go, yeah, I'm just not a fan of this stuff.
Yep.
I mean, ako medyo naabutan ko tong year na to. So I get where Stan is coming from, but at the same time, because that's when I started watching wrestling, the early 90s, nasusuliyapan ko siya as a baby boy when I was in my mama's room, di ba? So parang nakita ko, nasusuliyapan ko. So it's fine that you say that, but then at the same time, na-appreciate ko din yung characters that were presented in, di ba? Like Hillbilly Jim was a farmer. And the Honky Tonk Man was Elvis, diba?
Yeah, so Sundalo si Sergeant Slaughter. Yeah, sure.
Diba? Nag-gets ko yun eh, diba? Kasi it was an exaggeration of an everyday thing. Diba? He isn't just an accountant. He's an accountant for an evil billionaire. Diba? Or Paul Bearer isn't just the mortuary person. Kaya natakot din ako pumasok sa funeral home for the longest time. Because I thought that's where Paul Bearer was. Because that's how they presented him to be. May urn siya. May, di ba, nakasuit siya. Eh, di ba ganun yung insure ng mga funeral home mortician? So parang natakot din ako for the longest time. So I feel like I got worked as a child. Di ba? So nag-effect sa akin yung era na yan.
Okay. I mean, I'm glad that you were old enough, I guess, to have lived through that time and to have wrestling have that effect on you. So good for you, Chino, and good for the industry that people like Chino still exist. So there, those are our favorites and least favorite eras in wrestling. Let us know what yours are. Again, it's really a matter of choice. I think this is one of those times where we can actually say, respect my opinion and live with it. Kasi hindi ka naman mananakit.
Wala siyang gravity sa civil rights eh.
Oh, wala ka namang sinusuportang tao.
Hindi naman makaka-apekto sa
hindi naman makaka-apekto sa livelihood natin itong respect my opinion dito. Dito lang.
Oh, so dito sa usapang to, okay lang. Let's respect each other's opinion. So keep the conversation going. Hit us up on Twitter and on TikTok at Wrestling2XPod. In the meantime, if you want to support the show, you can do that through your online shopping over on Shopee.
Right, so again, there's always a deal happening. So if you want to get stuff that you want and need from Shopee, all you got to do that and support the podcast in the process is use our affiliate link. It is podlink.co/W9X. Podlink.co/W9X. Type that in mobile browser, add to cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost to you.
You can also join us for our weekly live streams on Kumu at Wrestling Wrestling Pod and on the Facebook page, facebook.com/Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. That is Thursdays at 7 p.m. And if you haven't yet, please follow us on Instagram, same handle. On Spotify, it's the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. And if you haven't given us a 5-star rating yet, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and do it, and do it right now. If you want to hit us up individually, though, before the next live stream, our Twitters are as follows. It is @_StanC, @ChinaSupersized, @RoisWar. Then for Rowan, it is @MondayNightRowan. That night is spelled with an N-I-T-E. Huge thanks to Babyface producer Gel and the rest of the team over at Podcast Network Asia. We're going to see you on Thursday for the live stream. Until then, though, on behalf of Chino Liao, Romaran, Rowan ASH, my name is Stan C, saying keep your masks on, get your vaccines and your boosters if and when you can, and come May 2022, go out and vote at wag bumoto ng magnanakaw. Wrestling Wrestling Podcast out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.